I'm excited about what comes next. It's a future that is beyond any one company, that will be made by all of us.
I believe when it's all meant to be. Lord knows we got some tricks up our sleeve. Magic, break me off. So come alive and step out of the dark. We got that magic, special song. Now shine on, cause we're made from the stars. Are you ready? You got that magic.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Connect. Last year, we shared our vision for the metaverse, a future where you can be present together with the people you care about, where you can teleport into any experience from anywhere, where your devices just get out of the way and you can focus on the people you're with and the experiences you're having. I think that this is some of the most amazing technology of our generation. It's going to open up opportunities to build incredible things. We believe in this vision so deeply that we renamed our whole company after it. And we're in a moment now when a lot of the technologies that will power the metaverse are starting to take off. There are more people in VR than ever before, more creators building worlds, more developers building apps, more brands getting into virtual goods, and more companies getting into the metaverse. This is great to see. It's a sign that the future isn't so far away. I know a lot of you are excited about this future. You're already living it, building new worlds, hanging out in VR, exploring what's possible. And we've been with you since the start. Look at what we've announced at Connect over the years. The first modern VR device. The first standalone headset, no wires, no external sensors. The first developers to make millions of dollars in revenue. The first hands in virtual reality. And today, we're going to take another big step forward. So this one is for you, the believers, the people who always thought that this is where technology should go, but who know that the future doesn't just happen. You have to build it with your bare hands. The people who'd rather be early than fashionably late. Well, we've got something to share with you today, and I think you're going to be really excited. But before we get to that, let's take a look at the progress that we're seeing across the ecosystem. To do that, here's Boz, Meta's CTO and the head of Reality Labs. Hey, Boz.
Pretend you didn't see that.
Yeah, we'll get to that a little later. But first, let's talk about some of the progress that we're seeing across the ecosystem. Now, Quest 2 is the first virtual reality device to go mainstream, and it's opened up a lot of opportunities for people to build.
Yeah, the ecosystem is growing nicely. About 1 in 3 apps in the Quest Store are making revenues in the millions. 33 titles have made more than $10 million in gross revenue, and that's up from 22 just this February. And the number of apps making over $5 million has doubled since last year. This is what it looks like when a whole new platform takes off.
Yeah, and it shows that there's real demand for high-quality VR experiences.
Yeah, those experiences are going to keep getting better with all the new things that we're announcing today. I mean, developers have been pushing the boundaries on Quest 2, using tools like hand tracking and presence platform.
Yeah, and the creativity that you're all bringing to this is pretty awesome. You know, as the platform grows, we're focused on making it even easier to develop for. And philosophically, we're focused on making the ecosystem more open.
Part of this means giving developers different options for reaching their audiences beyond the Quest Store, so people can stream apps over Link from PC or sideload them. Some of the best apps on Quest 2 today started in our app lab, our open distribution channel. Great titles like Smash Drums, Ancient Dungeon, Puzzling Places, and more.
Yeah, and we expect that the opportunities here are just going to keep growing as more devices come on the market and more people get into VR. And we're going to keep pushing to make the next computing platform more open. Now, in terms of what people are actually building, beyond games, a lot of the most interesting work that we're seeing is around social experiences.
This has been a big change. I mean, at first glance, many people assume that virtual reality is a fundamentally single-player experience, you know, something that you do on your own, kind of away from the rest of the world. But we've never looked at it that way. From the very beginning, a decade ago when we first started this journey, we believed it would be a great social platform. That's why we got into it.
Yeah, I mean, back when we started working on this, we believed that over time, social experiences would become the main way that people would use VR. And that's coming true. Today, the top apps in the Quest Store are social metaverse apps. And this is pretty much the same thing that we've seen with every other computing platform. A lot of the most compelling use cases for new technology come when you build things that help people connect. And that's the whole reason why we're in this space.
Yeah, this has been the story of every computing platform we've seen so far. Whether that's email on desktop, instant messaging on laptops, or video calls on the phone. Every technology platform has brought great value to my life. But what I value most is the ways they keep me more connected with the people I care the most about.
And I think this will be especially true for VR and eventually AR, because they deliver a deep feeling of presence. Right? It's that sensation that you're actually with another person or in another place. And that's what's so powerful about this platform compared to everything else that's come before. Every other computing platform is built around apps. And now we have the chance to change that. For the first time, we can build technology centered around people and how we actually experience the world. That's because the metaverse is first person, right? You feel like you're in it, right? You should be able to teleport anywhere with the people you want to engage with and bring all your stuff with you. It should be less siloed than a traditional app model and fundamentally more about feeling present with other people.
We gotta have Vishal here to talk more about that.
All right. Hey, Vishal. Why don't you guys take it from here?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
See you, Mark.
See ya.
Hey, Vishal.
Hey, boss. Yeah, this social shift has been one of the biggest changes we've seen over the last couple of years. When Quest 2 first launched, the vast majority of time spent in VR was spent alone. Today, the majority of time spent is in multiplayer apps.
And the most popular apps on Quest are social. I mean, that's a huge deal. Apps like VRChat have established these new places for people to spend time together in virtual reality, and they're thriving.
That's right. And people are doing all sorts of things together. They're playing games, they're hanging out, they're learning new hobbies, they're showing up as avatars who represent who they are and maybe who they want to be. And there are so many new things you can do once you get beyond the limitations of the physical space that we live in. This social shift is happening everywhere.
YouTube VR is a great example. It's one of the most popular apps on the Meta Quest 2, and the YouTube team's working to make the experience even more social. So in the future, when you're together with friends in Horizon Home, you'll be able to watch and share YouTube videos just like you might do together in the physical world. Watch videos together, share content from your favorite creators, or experience something completely new, like a underwater manta ray adventure off of a private island in Southeast Asia. And when you look at where the internet is going, there's this big move towards creation and shared experiences. And we're seeing the same impulse to build and explore together in VR.
Absolutely. Some of the best experiences in Horizon Worlds right now are hanging out with your friends in Nope's Haywood Ranch or recording a podcast on Rooftop 42. There are worlds to celebrate the Lunar New Year, to make music together, worlds to roast marshmallows in, or just to get a party started. We're seeing all sorts of people build worlds like these, from first-time creators to world-class entertainers. And today, we're announcing a multi-year collaboration to bring NBC Universal's iconic content to life through experiences in the metaverse. Starting next year, Meta and NBCU will co-create experiences around The Office, Universal Monsters, DreamWorks, Blumhouse, Halloween Horror Nights, and so much more. Fans will be able to engage in these experiences in Horizon Worlds, at Universal Studios theme parks, and customize their avatars. Last but not least, the Peacock app is coming to Quest.
There are so many worlds out there to see, more than we could ever show at an event like this. But what's more important is what's in those worlds, and the feeling you get when you're with other people. That's why we're so excited about building out Horizon Worlds as a next-generation social platform where the connection happens in real time.
It always comes back to wanting to feel connected. And if we really want the metaverse to feel social, we need to open these worlds and experiences to everyone. They can't be limited to VR.
Yeah, the metaverse should be accessible across all kinds of screens and devices. And you should be able to jump in and join your friends from anywhere.
That's why we're developing Horizon Worlds on the web, so that you can access it from a computer or any mobile device. If you're watching a comedy show, for example, you can send the link to your friends and they can join without a headset, no matter where they are. It's just more fun when the gang's all together. Making these virtual worlds accessible through any device takes their ability to connect people to another level.
This is going to be the first way a lot of people around the world experience a virtual world.
For sure. And while the web doesn't give the full VR experience, it opens it to an entirely new population of developers, creators, and people.
Absolutely. We want everyone to be able to have the most immersive experience. But it's going to be a while before there are enough headsets out there. So this will be a huge step for helping people experience it for themselves.
Especially when we think about creators. For people and businesses building virtual worlds, this means your potential audience will become so much bigger. Right now, there's a growing metaverse economy that only VR users can access. That's about to change.
And when you see something amazing in a virtual world, you'll also be able to capture and share it, just like you would if you were in the physical world.
Yeah, this is actually a place where Meta's apps are going to play a huge role. We have these deep ecosystems for creators to connect with audiences and share their work. And virtual worlds will become just another place where great content can be made. We're now testing a way for you to take a video in Horizon Worlds and easily share it straight to Instagram as a reel. This will be one of the very early connections between Meta's apps and Horizon Worlds, and there'll be a lot more to come. We're also connecting some of the best creators on Instagram with some great builders in Horizon Worlds to see what kinds of things they can make together. So keep your eyes on the feed for that.
So the ways people can experience these virtual spaces are evolving fast, but the tools you need to actually build them also matter. And so we've got some great news for creators here too.
This is another big expansion in what's possible. It used to be that you had to build everything in headset. And now we're seeing some incredible worlds being built by everyday users outside of VR in Crayta, a game and world building platform available on Facebook.
We're expanding the creative toolkit beyond VR too. You'll be able to use TypeScript, a powerful scripting language, to make more dynamic and interactive worlds. And we're making it so you'll be able to import tri-mesh items into Horizon Worlds and build parts of your world using 3D content creation tools like Maya, Blender, and Adobe Substance 3D.
These are high-quality tools that professionals use to build in 3D. And one of the main benefits of supporting them is the graphics quality they produce. Now, it will take a while to integrate all of these tools, but the result will be things looking a whole lot better.
This is one of the most important pieces. We started with simple graphics, and we're doing a ton of work to meaningfully improve how Horizon will look and feel over the next year. The metaverse needs to feel inspiring.
There's some really awesome stuff coming here. We're working with Epic Games to bring Creative Commons licensed content from the Sketchfab library to Horizon Worlds. Our ultimate goal is for the metaverse to feel just like any other social experience, big or small. So the virtual spaces you build and share don't always need to be huge worlds that are open to everyone. And one thing we're thinking about a lot is your home in the metaverse.
Right. There are public spaces for everyone, but it's just as important to think about the personal spaces that are yours. Your home in the metaverse should be accessible no matter what device you're using. And it should be a social space where you can invite your friends no matter what devices they're using. And you should feel the same level of comfort and ownership as you do in your home in the physical world.
That's right. And this means that nobody should enter without your permission. You're in control of who stays and leaves, and what's said in these spaces is personal. But you can also share them if you want. Here's what this personal space looks like right now. So ideally, it's like the physical world. Your personal space is where you should feel most like you.
This is all great stuff. Thanks, Vishal. And I can't wait to see what's next. The social platform of VR is still taking shape. At the other end of the spectrum, you have probably the most established part of the ecosystem, gaming. So let's talk more about all the incredible things happening in that space. Here's Melissa Brown, our Head of Developer Relations. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Blas. And hi to everyone joining us for Connect. This part of the VR ecosystem is truly thriving. It feels like every week developers ship another amazing game for Quest 2. Titles like Little Cities, Golf Plus, or Red Matter 2, which look beautiful and are so much fun to play.
If you want an example of just how fast this platform is growing, take a look at The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners from Skydance Interactive. It's now surpassed $50 million in revenue on Quest alone, nearly double its revenue from all other platforms.
Or look at Zenith The Last City from Ramen VR. It took only 24 hours for it to make its first million in revenue on the Quest Store. And Resident Evil 4 from Capcom and Armature Studios made $2 million its first day. Blade and Sorcery Nomad from Warp Frog made its first million in just 2 days. A number of other devs have also done so in as little as 3 days.
This kind of velocity is why I'm so optimistic about the future for VR developers. To date, $1.5 billion has been spent on games and apps in the Quest Store. And it's hard to believe when you see what's already dropped this year, but there's so many more still to come. And today we're going to share a few of them with you. What are you most excited about, Melissa?
How about we start with a trailer from the latest team to join Oculus Studios?
Your past has caught up with you.
Why'd you stop selling weapons, Tony?
You can't change the past.
I want to change the world.
All systems back online.
Look alive out there, Stark!
The world needs you, Tony. The world needs Iron Man.
Marvel's Iron Man VR has been one of those dream projects for us. We've been fans since it launched, and we could not be more excited for the talented teams at Camouflage and Endeavor One to bring the game to MetaQuest 2 this November, along with our partners at Sony Interactive Entertainment and Marvel Entertainment. Next is the multiplayer phenomenon, Population 1, which is evolving in a big way this December, with the debut of Population 1 Sandbox. A robust, user-generated map creator, you can take the action anywhere, limited only by your imagination. A moon base, a Viking village, or a fight with swords in zero-G. If you're not a creator, no worries. You can discover and play through new or featured community maps with your friends. The team at Big Box VR is excited to bring endless replayability to Population 1.
That looks awesome. I'm pumped for the next title, though.
Yes, calling all crewmates. You know you've been waiting for an Among Us VR release date ever since it was announced at the Game Awards. Well, wait no longer. Innersloth, Robot Teddy, and Shell Games will release Among Us VR for ages 13+ on MetaQuest 2 on November 10th. And pre-orders open today. Soon you'll be betraying friends from a first-person perspective. Is also fun, but in a more terrifying way. It's time to check the itinerary for our upcoming trip to New Orleans.
Now, we promise folks the next installment in the Walking Dead Saints and Sinners series would be out later this year.
Let's take a look at Skydance Interactive's Chapter 2, Retribution.
Well, look at you, tourist. The living getting more desperate. Guess you ain't the only one who thrives on creating havoc. Gonna take nothing short of a miracle to survive what's coming. Wherever the tourist goes, death ain't far behind.
It's 2 years in the making, and new faces, places, weapons, gear, and loot await you as you head towards a final showdown that will decide the fate of New Orleans.
All right, and we have one more to show, right?
Right. Our friends at Skydance have also been working on something new. Here is your first sneak peek.
Thank you.
only possible because of the developers on this journey with us. It's a testament to the things that you've built and the people you've delighted and inspired with your work. You continue to push the boundaries of what's possible time and again, and you show us that there's a lot more ground to break. When we launched the original Quest in 2019, we could not have imagined that just a few years later, we'd have games like Red Matter 2 and Medal of Honor Above and Beyond running on a mobile chipset. But you've made it happen. The pass-through modes and apps showed us the early promise of mixed reality. And we're so excited to see how you will revolutionize this space the way that you did with VR.
Totally. And the best experiences also incorporate some kind of unique movement, which brings a really different dimension compared to our other gaming platforms.
That's been the key to fitness apps, which have turned out to be some of the best experiences you can have in virtual reality. Developers have hit on the winning combination of a physical workout and the virtual immersion of a headset to make something completely new, and people love it.
Users globally return to Quest 2 for fitness every month, and VR fitness apps can be just as intense as a regular workout. They're great for when you can't get outside or want to get in a quick session in between activities. Some of the stories coming out of the fitness community are just awesome. One of my favorites is Linda, a grandmother of seven.
When my son came home with a Quest, I fell in love with it the moment I put the headset on. When I first opened the app for Supernatural, the scenery is just so beautiful. You're just moving to the music. I was having fun. I was hooked.
Woo! Dodging those lasers and feeling good.
Moving with a purpose gave me purpose to move.
Deliberate fitness apps enjoy remarkable retention. I think it's because they're fun and you have the support of real communities out there, cheering each other on.
There are a lot of VR titles that bring the burn, such as Les Mills Body Combat, FitXR, and Supernatural. And they're always getting better, bringing on new instructors, classes, and moves.
Speaking of which, at the end of this month, Supernatural is launching Knee Strikes to better activate your core and work your lower body.
That's right. People are going to be pumped for that one. Now, we've got one more fitness experience that's making the move from App Lab. Get your jump shot ready because Gym Class is coming to the Quest store later this fall.
Let's do this.
My jump shot is most definitely not ready, but I can't wait to try. In fact, I think I've tried pretty much every fitness app out there. And one thing you learn is that when you work out in VR, you're going to work up a sweat.
So to help people stay active with confidence while keeping their headsets clean, later this month, we're releasing the Meta Quest 2 Active Pack, available online in the Meta Store on October 25th. This is our fitness accessory bundle with a wipeable facial interface, wrist straps, and adjustable knuckle straps to provide the perfect combination of comfort and control.
People have also been building some really neat fitness accessories for Quest, like extension grips and custom handles. It's great to see this secondary market emerging. And this is just the beginning. As part of the Made for Meta program, formerly Oculus Ready, we're working with leading hardware makers to bring more accessories to Quest starting next year.
Yes, there's more we can do to unlock the power of the platform for fitness overall. This year, we shipped one of the features a lot of you were asking for, fitness tracking on the MetaQuest companion app and the health app on iOS.
We've seen how important these kinds of foundations are for developers, and we know fitness is a space with a ton of opportunity right now. So this fall, we're releasing the Fitness API Beta for select developers. It lets people share real-time fitness data and unlock things like custom stats or new levels based on the progress that they're making.
And in case you're the kind of person who needs some external motivation, next year we're also releasing a new way to share your fitness progress with selected friends so they can support you along the way.
Sweet. Do you think real VR fishing counts as an upper body workout?
Yeah, good luck with that. But it's so exciting to watch fitness find its footing on Quest. When you can tie physical interaction and digital objects together, the possibilities are really endless. They extend way beyond fitness. This is only the first step.
It sure is. Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks, Foz.
As you've seen so far, you can have a lot of fun in VR. You can hang out with friends, do a workout, play a game. Sometimes you can do all three at once. But you can also get work done. And while games, social, and fitness are already here, work is really the next major category of experiences that we want to unlock to bring VR to the next level. And if we're talking about work, well, let's get my boss back in the picture. Hey, Mark.
Hey. You know, the potential here is pretty huge. You know, like a lot of companies, we're planning for a future where work is more distributed. But as in-person work ramps up, we want everyone to have the ability to feel like they're present, even if they're not physically there. And there are definitely things that could improve the way that distributed teams actually work together.
I mean, no doubt. There are parts of being around other people that you just can't replace with video calls. It's true for hanging out with friends, too. And it's true for work.
Yeah, I mean, the feeling of presence that you get from VR, even today, can already be better than video chat. The clearest benefit is for communication itself. But it's also great for creative work that's best done in a shared space. Companies are already discovering that VR is uniquely good for this type of stuff.
I mean, it's amazing what's already being done. For example, companies are using VR to plan large-scale in-person events. At Logitech, they used ShapesXR, a collaborative creation app on Quest, to quickly explore different kinds of layouts and different designs together in real time.
Yeah, I mean, this is where VR just lets you do things that aren't even possible on a 2D screen.
It's a whole new kind of creative tool. Puma and New Balance have been designing shoes in VR using Gravity Sketch, one of my favorite 3D design apps on Quest 2. Novartis uses Nanome, a VR molecular design and collaboration app in their drug discovery workflow. And ITC, a part of the United Nations, are running trainings and workshops in Arthur, a virtual office space on Quest 2.
Yeah, you can really collaborate at a distance and in a completely new way here. And there's a lot more that we can do to unlock this for teams across all kinds of industries. We build Horizon Workrooms as a first step towards a virtual office in the metaverse. You know, it feels more like being there than any video call. You see more of people's body language, and the spatial audio gives you a sense of each person's place in the room. And you can have side conversations with the people sitting next to you or gesture without physically being there together. It's hard to fully wrap your head around this until you get to experience it.
We've been holding a bunch of our team meetings and workrooms over the last year, and it's amazing how much better it can be. There's just something magical about creating that feeling of being around people. Once you've experienced it, you know it's the future.
So we're continuing to improve the workroom's experience, and starting early next year, you're going to be able to join workrooms through Zoom, too. We're also introducing breakout groups, so your team can shift from a big group presentation into smaller discussions in the same room. And with sticky notes for whiteboarding, you're going to be able to have group discussions and brainstorm in ways that you just can't do on video alone. We're also working on a new feature to import and review 3D models in a workroom, which is going to be really helpful for design and architecture and all kinds of other creative work.
We want this to be more than virtual meeting rooms. It's about the beginning of a virtual office in the metaverse. And that's why we're launching your personal office and workrooms today.
So this is where you can focus and get things done. One of the best things about VR is that you can create environments that go beyond what's possible in the physical world, and of course that goes for productivity setups too. So you have instant access to your perfect workspace that's set up just how you want, no matter where you are.
So you might only have a 13-inch laptop in your physical space, but in your virtual office you can line up three huge monitors. This is great at home or at work, and even better when you're traveling. Eventually we think your Quest could be the only monitor that you'll actually need.
That'll be awesome. You know, we're still early in the shift to working in the metaverse, but the way people can collaborate in workrooms shows that there's an opportunity for a VR headset designed from the ground up to be great for work, as well as playing games and hanging out. All right, Boz, I think it's time. What do you think?
Oh, it's definitely time. Take it from here, Mark.
All right. All right. So this is an important moment. Virtual reality isn't some obscure hobby anymore. Millions of people use it to play games, work out, collaborate, or just have fun. Everyone from the newest indie developers to the most established tech companies are getting into this space. But for virtual reality to really reach its full potential, we need to get to the point where the 200 million people who buy new PCs each year for work can do some or all of their work even better in the metaverse. At Meta, we're focused on building the fundamental technology that will help bring the metaverse to life. Whether that's in virtual reality, augmented reality, or the social presence layer across both. What if you could collaborate with colleagues as if you were right there together, even if you were far apart? What if you had that perfect work setup and tools to design new things integrated right into the world around you? What if you could overlay your work and the people you're interacting with right on top of the physical world? This device would help you be more present, more productive, more you. So to deliver this, you'd need better quality graphics and tech that seamlessly works in both virtual and physical worlds. You can interact with people around you, be fully immersed when you want, and flow between states effortlessly. You need something comfortable with much richer ways to communicate. Technology that lets you do things that aren't possible with a laptop and go far beyond what you can do on a phone. And you'd need to be able to really express yourself. React to things naturally, show up in a way that feels authentic to you. I think that this is one of the most exciting technical challenges of our generation. Building technology to deliver that feeling of really being present with people, really being in another place. So we've taken everything we've learned from Quest 2 and designed an all-new headset to do just that. This is Meta Quest Pro. Quest Pro is the first in our new line of advanced headsets, built to expand what's possible in VR. It takes what people love about Quest 2 and adds a bunch of new technologies to help you do more in the metaverse. It's made for collaboration and creativity. It delivers more expression and a deeper feeling of connection than any other technology. With mixed reality built in, it lets you do things that just haven't even been possible before. It's all in a beautiful design that's comfortable to wear. So whether you're looking to work in a new way, or if you just want the very best experience that's available today, Quest Pro sets the standard. So to get into the details, let's check in with Angela Chang, who leads our Quest product team. And since this is a big day, let's go somewhere a bit special. This is the new Quest Pro home environment. When you put on your headset for the first time, this is where you'll be. Hey, Angela.
Hey, Mark.
All right, you finally get to show everyone what was in that briefcase at last year's Connect.
Finally, I'm so thrilled we get to bring Quest Pro to everyone. We have completely reimagined the VR headset as a powerful device for productivity, creative work, and multitasking. Quest Pro is our sleekest form factor yet, with a super thin set of lenses at the front and our first ever curved cell battery at the back to give it a perfect balance.
Yeah, it feels great from the moment that you put it on.
Right. We wanted to ensure a seamless transition from the physical world to the virtual. So our new headset design with this open periphery lets you see the physical room you're in. You can quickly jot down a note, grab something on your desk, or just be aware of what's happening around you. But you can also use Quest Pro's magnetic light blockers for a more immersive experience whenever you like.
We've also redesigned the whole optical stack to make it better than anything we've shipped before. The new pancake lenses work by folding light over several times and let us make the display 40% thinner compared to Quest 2.
The new lenses aren't just thinner. They also put more pixels in the center, giving you sharper, clearer visuals, which makes reading text a whole lot easier.
Yeah, and the LCD displays have 37% more pixels per inch than Quest 2. And thanks to our new local dimming technology, 75% more contrast with richer and more vibrant colors that just make VR even more engaging. This is also our first device to use the new Snapdragon XR2 Plus processor that we worked on with Qualcomm. It's optimized for VR, So Quest Pro runs at 50% more power with better thermal dissipation, which gets a significantly better performance. And this is the first new chip from our deep partnership with Qualcomm.
And don't forget, the touch controllers are also new.
Yeah, the controllers are now basically their own computers, which is a bit ridiculous. We've re-engineered them to track themselves and also work a bit more like extensions of your hands.
Yeah, the new sensors track their position in 3D space all on their own without using the headset, so you can get a full 360-degree range of motion. And they include our new True Touch haptics, which give a wider and more precise range of feedback effects.
So when you pick them up, they also feel a lot more balanced and natural in your hands without that LED ring.
You can even add a stylus tip on the controllers, turning them into tools for writing or sketching. You can try this on the whiteboard in workrooms, or you just flip them around and write directly against your own physical desk.
Yeah, it's a good example of how this device unlocks entirely new things, like much better collaborative and creative virtual meetings.
Speaking of meetings, we also thought a lot about how to help you keep the headset charged and ready to go the moment you get an incoming call or just want to get something done. So we're including an all-new charging dock that fits great on your workspace and keeps both the headset and controllers charged at the same time. Another key technology for enabling collaborative meetings virtually is mixed reality, where we have to account for both the physical and digital elements in the environment.
Yeah, being able to blend the world around you with the virtual world and bring all the creative and expressive power of digital to your physical surroundings, this is a big step forward. Mixed reality is going to power some of the most interesting experiences you can have with Quest Pro. It's the next major step for VR and an important milestone on the path to building the metaverse.
We began the journey to mixed reality when we released Presence Platform, our family of AI-powered tools that help developers build VR experiences that incorporate the physical world.
We built mixed reality into our SDKs for Quest 2 to make it easy for developers to start experimenting. But these experiences are so compelling that you really want a device that's designed from the ground up with them in mind.
Absolutely. Quest Pro uses high-resolution cameras that capture 4 times as many pixels as Quest 2, and an additional RGB camera to turn pass-through into full color, along with a depth system made to understand your environment and work with it.
Yeah, you can see the people around you, and with scene understanding and anchoring, objects in your room can become part of the virtual experience. This is going to unlock some really interesting new uses. And this is just the beginning for mixed reality. As more developers explore the capabilities and Presence Platform, you're going to see entirely new categories of things getting built.
Definitely. Another big part of Quest Pro is how much more expressive you can be. You can see here how people's avatars reflect their expressions and reactions. This makes your shared social experiences so much stronger. It's powered by our Movement SDK, our newest addition to Presence Platform.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm eating toast. I'm really hungry.
Movement SDK enables avatars to mimic expressions in real time using Quest Pro's inward-facing cameras.
And this is really important for that feeling of social presence. When we communicate, all our non-verbal expressions and gestures are often even more important than what we say. And the way we connect virtually needs to reflect that too. Just think about all the little things you pick up when you're with other people, like the moment that they begin to break into a smile, or when they raise their eyebrow as someone says something interesting. Your avatar should be able to express all of that and more.
Today, our avatars rely on spatial audio and immersive graphics to help create a sense of social presence. But facial expressions and body language will be total game changers for remote meetings and virtual performances in the metaverse. This is another reason why Quest Pro is a big step forward for communication, including for work. More people work in distributed teams now, and being able to share a space with their coworkers and feel like you're really together is something that's still missing. We spoke a bit before about how workrooms on Quest 2 is already unique for virtual meetings. It's going to be even more powerful when people's avatars can show more of their facial expressions and body language.
Yeah, one of the challenges for distributed work is how to bring people together to interact in a shared space. If a few people are in a conference room and a few more are dialing in, the experience is just never really that great. So we're building a better way using everything Quest Pro brings to the table. And we call it Magic Room. It lets you meet in mixed reality and share the same space. You can use a whiteboard, bring in 3D objects. Everyone is present and has the same tools, whether they're in full VR or in mixed reality. We think that this will help hybrid teams collaborate, and we're hoping to ship this next year. Now, these are just some of the things that are going to be possible with Quest Pro. This is a high-end device designed for work and for people who want the best experience that we can build today. We're really excited to get this into your hands, and it's available for pre-order starting today for $14.99, and it ships on October 25th. Now, we built Quest Pro to be the best device we could make for getting things done. And our hope is to use this product to introduce some of this new technology so that we can get it into our consumer devices over the coming years. But what you can see here is the start of a whole new way of working in the metaverse. This will go beyond VR because people work on all sorts of devices, and you should be able to collaborate and feel present with anyone no matter where they are or what device they're using.
We've updated workrooms so you can join a virtual office from whatever supported device you're on and still get some of that feeling of social presence in the shared space. It's also going to work with Meta's other main work products, Workplace and Portal, to create a unified digital office we think can make distributed work so much better.
And we're not the only ones who are optimistic about the future of work in the metaverse. Over the last year, we've been working with dozens of partners to create new experiences for people who are looking to get things done in VR and beyond.
At Connect last year, we spoke about potential for creative people to work in true 3D. And next year, we're going to have a great option for that. Autodesk is updating their collaborative design review app to take advantage of the new possibilities unlocked by the Quest Pro.
And Adobe is also working to help people get more done in VR. Next year, they'll begin releasing a suite of apps for professional 3D creators, designers, and artists, from collaborative design reviews to Substance 3D Modeler using Quest Pro's controllers. And there's one more partnership that I want to highlight today that I think is going to be really important to the future of the metaverse.
Yeah, I know you've got a special guest lined up to talk about this one, so I'll leave you to it. Have fun!
All right, yeah, I'm excited for this. Thanks, Angela. Microsoft has been at the heart of work and computing since the earliest days, and they're one of the many companies across our industry that are now building the future of the metaverse. And as Quest Pro makes new kinds of work possible in VR, I'm really excited to be able to work with them. So to talk more about this, I'm here with Microsoft's chairman and CEO, Satya Nadella. Hi, Satya.
Hi, Mark. It's great to be here with you, and congrats on the Meta Quest Pro.
Thanks. I'm glad we can finally share this with the world. Now, we knew early on that we wanted this to be a great device for getting work done. And working with Microsoft is a big part of making that happen. Do you want to share a little bit more about what we're working on together?
Sure. I mean, as you said, at Microsoft, we're incredibly excited about the metaverse and how digital and physical worlds are coming together and transforming everything from telehealth to remote maintenance to gaming and, of course, the way we do work. We're taking an approach to ensure that our software can benefit users on all their favorite devices. And that's why I'm so thrilled about what we're announcing today and how we're bringing together the power of many of our most popular productivity tools with the new VR devices you're announcing.
Yeah, so the main reason that we're in this space is that we think that VR can be very powerful for social connection. And with the Quest Pro, we want to bring more of that into the work context as well, where Microsoft already has some incredibly successful products in the market. So why don't we start there?
No, absolutely, Mark. Microsoft Teams is the most ubiquitous advanced platform for work today, and it's becoming essential to how hundreds of millions of people meet, call, chat, collaborate, and do business. And so we are clearly going through a once-in-a-lifetime change in how we work, and every organization today is looking for new ways to reconnect, re-energize their workforce at home, in the office, and everywhere in between. And that's why we are bringing Microsoft Teams immersive meeting experience to Meta Quest in order to give people new ways to connect with each other. You can connect, share, collaborate as though you were together in person. And in the future, you'll be able to use other avatars, including Meta avatars, in immersive experiences and Teams meetings too. Just think about how powerful whiteboarding or brainstorming or even Teams meetups can be in this space.
Another piece of this is that we're working on enabling Horizon workrooms for Teams. So people will be able to join a Teams meeting directly from workrooms. And we think that this kind of cross-device, cross-screen experience will be the foundation of the virtual office of the future. But this goes beyond Teams. Another big piece of your work platform is coming to Quest, right?
No, that's absolutely right. We've been thinking about how to bring the power of Microsoft 365 and Windows 365 to 3D spaces to really help drive productivity and enable you to create, communicate, and collaborate in completely new ways. So with Microsoft 365 coming to Quest, you'll be able to interact with sort of content from all your favorite productivity apps, right? Whether it's Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Outlook, giving you even more flexibility in how you collaborate and get work done. And with Windows 365 coming to Quest, you'll have a new way to securely stream the entire Windows experience, including all the personalized apps, content, settings to your VR device, with the full power of Windows and Windows applications.
So this is going to be great for anyone who wants to build out their virtual office on Quest Pro. So you'll have a great Microsoft Teams experience through VR, a way to join Teams meetings and workrooms, and you'll have the whole Microsoft 365 suite available too. And for bigger companies who want to roll out VR devices to their employees, we've also got some great news.
Yes, absolutely. Being able to manage and secure all devices connecting to your network is absolutely crucial for any business. And that's just as true for a VR headset as it is for a smartphone or a laptop. Azure Active Directory and Microsoft Intune in combination will support MetaQuest and MetaQuest Pro. This means companies that want to provision these devices can be confident that all security and management options they expect from PCs and mobile devices will carry over to VR.
Now, there's one final aspect of our partnership that I want to talk about, and that's gaming.
That's absolutely right, Mark. I'm really excited about gaming. When you step back, one thing we have learned is how immersive experiences in gaming can help create real community and connection. In fact, many people are already playing our most popular games like Flight Simulator and Minecraft in VR today. And with xCloud Gaming, you can stream hundreds of games to any device, allowing you to connect with gamers in all new ways, whether they're right next to you or sitting on the other side of the world. And we are partnering to bring the service to MetaQuest Store. You'll be able to play 2D games with your Xbox controller projected on a massive screen on Quest. It's early days, but we're excited for what's to come. Who knows, the next time we talk, maybe we'll be playing Flight Simulator together in VR.
I'm down for that. All right, thanks so much for joining us today, Satya, and thanks for the partnership.
Thank you, Mark.
And there's another element of this relationship that we want to talk about today that's going to play a big part in how businesses begin deploying VR. Accenture has spent the past few years changing how they work. They've been rolling out new technologies like virtual reality to their workforce to accelerate this shift. And they're helping other businesses make this change too. In fact, they work with 3/4 of the companies in the Fortune Global 500, so they have a pretty big impact on how many businesses work. And now, Accenture's chair and CEO, Julie Sweet, is going to join me to talk more about what's coming next. Hey, Julie.
Hi, Mark. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Accenture is one of the world's biggest employers, and you've been growing rapidly over the last few years.
It's been a transformative period for us. We now have more than 700,000 people around the world. Even prior to the pandemic, we were probably the largest global company with a truly remote workforce. And we saw the potential for new technology to support the way we work. So in 2019, we started working with Microsoft to imagine a virtual space where our people could get together. Obviously, this became even more important in 2020. And since then, we've deployed 60,000 Quest 2 headsets. And we have transformed our onboarding process, welcoming over 150,000 people onto our virtual campus that we call the Nth Floor, which we believe is the largest enterprise use of the metaverse. This provides a more dynamic immersion for our new team members, and our research shows a far more memorable one. People retain up to a third more information when it's within an immersive experience.
Watching what you've been doing at your scale has been impressive. Now, we think that working in the metaverse will let you do things that aren't possible with distributed teams today. And bringing together hardware, software, and services is going to be the first step.
Absolutely, Mark. We believe that the metaverse will not only change how people work, it will also profoundly change every part of every business. reinventing how you interact with customers, what products and services you offer, how you make and distribute them, and how you engage with your people, from employee onboarding and training to collaboration and personal productivity. And VR will play a huge role.
Yeah, VR has been especially useful for training, and that's going to get even better with mixed reality. And we're excited to work with you on more use cases and to talk about the next stage of our partnership.
We're excited too. After what we've learned, we know there's a huge opportunity for our clients. Now we'll be partnering with Meta and Microsoft to help businesses create new experiences in the metaverse at scale. This is a perfect trifecta. The advances in Meta's visionary hardware and software, coupled with the integration with Microsoft's market-leading technology and Accenture's unmatched expertise, bringing the best of tech to industry to create practical, real-world uses and unlock tangible value. This will be game-changing for scaling the metaverse in the enterprise. The future of work is starting now.
Yeah, we want our devices to be easy for companies of all sizes to buy, deploy, and use. Next year, we'll launch Quest for Business, which is currently in beta. It's a subscription bundle for Quest 2 and now Quest Pro that includes a suite of features like work accounts, device and application management, premium support, and more. Quest for Business will also unlock access to integrations like we just announced with Microsoft, as well as others in the future. It's going to be priced to suit the needs of different businesses, and we're going to be sharing more details over the coming months.
This is exactly what companies want and need to make the metaverse and VR for work a reality. As one of the largest users of Microsoft technologies and Quest 2 headsets for business, we've seen firsthand the impact on how they can change the way you do business. And we're looking forward to further integrating and shaping the many ways enterprises adopt them at scale. This collaboration is a very exciting opportunity for our three companies to bring the future to life for enterprises, businesses, and our customers.
And this is just the start. This has the potential to accelerate the future of work for so many enterprises. Thanks so much for joining us, Julie.
Thanks, Mark.
Now, we've spoken a lot about how Quest Pro opens up new possibilities for work, but that's far from the only thing it's going to enable. Now, we can't wait to see what kind of experiences developers will be able to build with mixed reality. Take Beat Saber. It's already one of the most popular VR games of all time. And now imagine what it'll be like when you can turn wherever you are into a Beat Saber arena. So the Beat Games team put together a little demo.
That allow for my mind to run around, with my ear up to the ground. I'm searching to behold the story that I hold. When my back is to the world, it was smiling when I turned.
Now, this gives you a glimpse of what's possible. And because we want everyone to be able to create things for the metaverse, not just professional developers, we're working on creator tools as well. Hundreds of thousands of creators already use Spark AR to build AR effects on Facebook and Instagram. They have years of experience blending the physical and digital worlds, which is a core part of the metaverse. So starting today, we're giving creators the ability to build interactive 3D objects in Spark Studio and begin testing them in mixed reality with the Spark Player. With virtual worlds becoming accessible across all your devices, with Quest Pro bringing mixed reality to the world, and with the future of work emerging in the metaverse, we have a lot to build in the coming years. Now, to find out what's next on the roadmap, we're going to need to shift gears. So if you're joining us in VR, hold tight, and I'll see you in a sec. Hey, we're here together in Horizon, and this is the first time that we've done this at Connect. And this is a preview of our next generation of avatars. They're so much more expressive and detailed than anything else today, and they have this unique meta style to them. Now, it's a lot of work to build AI to auto-generate these for billions of people, and then give everyone the tools to make sure that your avatar feels like your own. But I'm excited to start rolling these out later next year on phones, VR headsets, and more. So, while I'm excited for this next generation of avatars, we are also seeing a lot of developers and partners building great experiences with our current generation of avatars as well. So now, let's meet up with Igorim, who leads our avatars work, to discuss the latest on our avatars and what you can do with them. Hey, Igorim.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, want to update everyone on the latest with the avatars ecosystem?
Yes, we have so many exciting things going on. Our first milestone is making it so you could use your avatar across all of our apps and in VR. The new Meta Account Center, it already allows you to have one or multiple avatars, so you can show up however you want. And if you have one avatar you really like, you can now easily sync it across all the apps and in Horizon.
Nice. All right, let's talk a bit more about the integrations that we're building for the apps.
Already see avatars showing up in stickers, stories, comments, and more across Instagram, Facebook, Messenger, and in the future, WhatsApp. And we're working on bringing them more to life through animation and to more places like, for example, Reels. We want you to be able to use avatars anywhere you want to express yourself.
And we're also bringing avatars to video chat.
That's right. Starting with Messenger and WhatsApp, if you want, you'll be able to show up as an avatar. It's going to add a whole new dimension to video chat.
Yeah, I think avatars and video chat are going to be like this third mode, between video on and video off. You can still express yourself and react, but you're not on camera, so it's kind of like a better camera off mode.
Yeah, we're working on this now and expect to launch it next year.
And in virtual reality, there's already head and hand positions, so your avatar moves and sounds like you. And now we want to bring that to phones and computers, too, using cameras and microphones. So if you wink at your phone, your avatar on your phone should wink, too.
Making your avatar work across all kinds of devices and apps truly creates continuity across experiences.
Yeah, you should be able to take your avatar and virtual goods everywhere that you go.
Absolutely. There are already dozens of apps on Quest that support Meta avatars, and we're building partnerships so you can use your avatar across lots of different experiences. And in fact, today we're announcing partnership with Zoom that will let you show up as your avatar on Zoom calls.
So to make this easier, we're extending the Meta Avatars SDK to iOS and Android on Unity. And I'm also excited to share that the Meta Avatar SDK will soon support Unreal Engine and virtual reality too. These expansions will make it a lot easier for more developers to start building meta avatars into your apps.
Yes, we're testing this with a small group of partners now and plan to release this more broadly next year.
Yeah, so right now, a lot of developers are building their own avatar systems since the tools that you can import are pretty basic. But over the next year or two, as all these new tools and styles become available, and as the hundreds of people that we have working on avatars keep improving the system, I just think that more and more developers are going to find building with our interoperable avatar stack will offer a much simpler and better experience. And speaking of making it easy to add new styles, we have some news about the Avatar Store too.
The Avatar Store is launching in VR later this year, so you'll be able to shop for virtual clothing in VR. We're joining with a bunch of partners across sports, entertainment, and more. You're going to start seeing a lot more of your favorite familiar brands. These integrations, they're going to be pretty awesome. And later this year, keep a lookout in the Avatar Store for new outfit releases from Netflix.
Giving people more ways to express themselves through digital clothing will help kickstart the marketplace for interoperable digital goods. So if you buy a sweater, you're going to want to be able to wear that on your avatar no matter what app you're using. So we're going to see more creators, developers, and brands experimenting with this. And beyond clothes, we're also improving the core avatars themselves across the whole family of apps.
Mark, I'm sure you've seen the new face shapes we introduced earlier this year, as well as cochlear implants, over-the-ear hearing aids, and wheelchairs.
Yeah, and we have some big improvements to representation coming too, with more options for body types, as well as shaders for more realistic skin. There's one more feature coming soon that's probably the most requested feature on our roadmap. Legs.
Legs! I know you've been waiting for this.
I think everyone has been waiting for this. But seriously, the legs are hard, which is why other virtual reality systems don't have them either. And the perceptual science behind this is actually quite interesting. And we discovered early on that your brain is a lot more willing to accept a rendering of a part of you as long as it's accurately positioned. But if it's rendered in the wrong place, then it just feels terrible and it breaks the whole feeling of presence and immersion. So that's why we started off showing just controllers, but not your whole arms.
Yeah, if the system showed my elbow in the wrong place, it would feel like my arm was broken.
Yeah, but as we got better at tracking and predicting your arm position, then we can add your whole arms to the avatar stack in addition to your hands. And now we're doing the same with legs.
And now we're getting ready to launch the first full body avatars.
Yeah, so with standalone virtual reality headsets, understanding your leg position is surprisingly difficult because of occlusion. So if your legs are under a desk or if your arms block your view of them, then your headset can't see them directly and you need to build an AI model to predict your whole body position.
And this really needs to work reliably, so it just feels natural.
Yeah, so that's where we're going to bring legs to Horizon first. And we're going to keep bringing them to more and more experiences over time as we improve our technology stack.
And we will bring new tech that lets developers implement custom avatar actions and behaviors for the experiences they want to create. That's coming next year, too. And I'm looking forward to seeing what all of you will build.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, Igram.
We have a lot to do, so I'll see you in the next review.
Great. See ya. Avatars are going to be central to how we express ourselves in the future. And this is a unique opportunity to build some really interesting things at the intersection of expression, social interaction, creation, and commerce. With Horizon Worlds and Workrooms, we're already starting to see early glimpses of what this social metaverse could look like. Just check out some of the things that are happening already. Creators are building social spaces, like the Soapstone Comedy Club, The Stew, a hip-hop recording studio, Nope World, and a whole lot more. And as this social-first platform takes shape, we're thinking about the virtual space that you'll call home. When you first put on your VR headset or open Horizon, you're going to land in your own personal space, somewhere that you can design and decorate and make your own, invite your friends to hang out, get work done, or just relax and use it to jump into any experience. All right, now let's take a look at what's next. With Quest Pro, our next generation avatars, and Horizon Worlds, we're making good progress on two of the most powerful windows into the metaverse: virtual reality for full immersion and mixed reality for blending physical and virtual worlds. Looking towards the future, the last set of experiences that need to get built is augmented reality, where you see digital objects overlaid perfectly on the world around you. Now, the fundamental technologies across the stack to build full augmented reality glasses are coming together. The waveguide displays, sensors, silicon, AI, and more. I've seen a lot of these pieces working in the lab, and it's awesome. Now, I think that this is some of the most amazing technology in existence right now, and it's going to be really neat to see it come together into products over the next few years. Other pieces are coming along nicely too, like our Spark software that's already being used by creators to build AR experiences that more than 750 million people engage with monthly in our mobile apps. And developers are going to be able to start building a lot more mixed reality experiences on the path to full AR using Quest Pro. Now, one thing that makes AR so hard is that the form factor needs to be something that you wear outside, around other people, and potentially all day long. And that's different from where VR is today. Glasses need to be relatively small to look and feel good. So we're approaching building augmented reality glasses from two different angles. The first is building out all the technology we need for full AR glasses and then working to fit it into the best glasses form factor we can. The second approach is starting with the ideal form factor and working to fit more and more technology into it over time. And we took our first step forward on this last year when we partnered with EssilorLuxottica to introduce Ray-Ban Stories. Ray-Ban Stories are our first ever smart glasses. You can take photos and videos, share them to Instagram, listen to music, or even take phone calls. But what sets them apart is the design of these glasses that people already know and love. Now, this is just the first product to come from our partnership. And to talk more about what's coming, let's catch up with Rocco Basilico, the Chief Wearables Officer at EssilorLuxottica. Hey, Rocco, great to see you again.
Great to be back, Mark. Ray-Ban Stories had a fantastic first year. With Meta, we introduced a beautiful pair of glasses with superpowers.
And we keep launching new software updates to make the product even better.
Soon we are launching the ability to call or text on Ray-Ban Stories with your existing phone number. so you can stay connected and stay in the moment hands-free. We are also rolling out Spotify Tap Playback, so you can listen to music on your glasses more easily. You can tap and hold on the side of your glasses to play Spotify. And if you want to hear something else, tap and hold again and Spotify will recommend something new.
And you also keep launching new designs.
Yes, we have added more style, lens and color combination, including transition lenses for all the use that go from clear to dark in seconds.
So this is the first product that we built together, but we've got bigger plans. So do you want to give a hint of where we're going?
Well, we are working together on a new set of glasses to build a portal to the metaverse. It's an exciting multi-year project.
And this is different from what we're already doing with Project Nazare.
We view our partnership with Meta as a deep long-term partnership. Together, we will help bring augmented reality to life with beautiful design.
All right, thanks, Rocco. I'm really grateful for our partnership. A lot of the underlying technology for the future of computing is still in the research phase, but we have working demos of this stuff, and it's pretty mind-blowing. And it wouldn't be Kinect if we didn't share some of that with you. So let's start with one of the technologies that we think is going to be really important for the future. I've talked a lot about neural interfaces in our research on EMG before, and we now have a working demo that lets you control an AR or VR device with motor neuron signals. Now, I'm not going to show you the headset this year, but here's what I'm seeing while I'm using this. Just the gentlest flick of my thumb to check my messages. And with another quick movement, I can answer while I'm on the move. Or I can even take a photo. Now, the goal here is to make these interfaces faster, higher bandwidth, and a lot more natural. All right, so to close us out today, let's check in with Michael to talk about our progress here and what still needs to get solved. Hey!
Hi, Mark. The future that all that new technology is creating is one that will change the world every bit as much as personal computing and mobile did.
Yeah, and a big part of this is going to be building next generation interfaces, like the neural interface EMG demo that we just showed.
That's right. And there's an important lesson to be learned from personal computing. What we saw there was that the interface to the digital world, the graphical user interface, was what defined the user experience and opened up new possibilities. Our challenge is that GUIs just can't do the job for glasses that have to work in all the situations we encounter in the course of a day, so we need something radically new.
In addition to new interfaces, we're also going to need a whole layer that can sense and reconstruct the world around you, understand the context in which you're using these devices, and also just help you get things done when you have these digital capabilities mixed with the physical world. And this is really the job for AI.
Yes. In the long run, I'm confident that the most powerful way to interact with the metaverse will be through personalized AI. Thanks to the glasses, AI will be able to understand your context and will use that to help you proactively. Ideally, so seamlessly that you won't even notice. Now, combine that with electromyography technology, EMG, which uses the neuromuscular signals through your wrist directly as inputs, and you have an intuitive, almost frictionless interface. This will be the first truly human-centered interface. And a big part of that is that you won't have to learn how to use a rigid control scheme. Instead, the machine will learn and adapt to you as you use it. In neuroscience, this concept is known as co-adaptation. And what that means to all of us is that by combining machine learning with neuroscience, this future interface will work with each user to adapt to their unique differences in physiology, sizes, preferences, and expectations. Here, you can see two people playing an arcade game with EMG. They're both using the same gesture, but because no two people are exactly alike, they do it in slightly different ways. The neural interface continuously gets better over time at understanding each person. The potential for co-adaptation extends beyond normal gestures into some truly novel territory.
Here, the algorithm is learning in real time how to respond to the EMG signals the person is sending with only the slightest of hand movements. The system is recognizing the actions the person has decided to perform by decoding those signals at their wrist and translating them into digital commands. And now, the person is able to communicate their intended actions to the computer with almost no hand movement. This is a genuine transformation in the way we interact with the digital world.
Yeah, this has the potential to redefine a lot of how we interact with computers. You know, if you think about the step change in capability that came with the mouse and graphical user interface, this should be another big step beyond that in speed and the bandwidth of our interfaces. And, you know, this is one of the wildest projects I think that we're working on.
These future interfaces will be truly life-changing. An example that I love is Carnegie Mellon University's NAVCOG project to help the visually impaired. Our Project Aria research classes can 3D map their surroundings, so CMU used them to build phone maps that enable the visually impaired to navigate more confidently indoors, where GPS signals often don't reach. Here's a look at how this works.
For years, I've gotten around with the assistance of my guide dog, Flirt. I love and depend on her dearly, but a guide dog is not a navigation system.
Juice bar is on your right.
NAVCOG can change that.
There is a ramp, 140 feet.
What we're working on is a turn-by-turn assistive technology that we've developed at Carnegie Mellon University. We teamed up with Reality Labs and Meta and started using their Project Aria research glasses to build a 3D map of the Pittsburgh International Airport. The maps help the user figure out where they are without having to rely so heavily on external beacons. This is huge because it makes NAVCOG scalable.
NAVCOG gives me the freedom to go where I need to go.
You have arrived.
It really helps me regain my independence.
All right, so this is a great example of how, you know, when you're building these systems that are oriented around people and how we experience the world, it opens up all of these new avenues to help us do more. Because it turns out that the things that you need to do to model reality, like being able to sense the world around you and understand the context for how it all fits together, that's the same thing that you need to augment human capabilities too.
Macular degeneration runs in my family, so I may actually be using the fruits of this research myself one day. Helping the hearing impaired is also on the horizon, and that's another thing that runs in my family. I didn't set out to build glasses for my future self, but it does seem to be working out that way. There's so much more that the interface of the future will bring us, like the ability to right-click on a real object to find out information about it, control our devices without looking down, and get proactive assistance from a personalized digital assistant. We will one day be using this interface to do everything we do now, but more easily, plus a ton of things we haven't even thought of that we'll consider indispensable.
Yeah, so one example is being able to build and manipulate complex 3D objects. And, you know, this is central to the metaverse, but it's hard to build 3D objects from scratch. It's much quicker and easier to just use physical objects as templates.
Today, there's no easy way to do that. So we're researching two different technologies to solve that problem. The first one uses machine learning-based neural radiance fields to reconstruct the appearance of a 3D object from multiple 2D images taken at different angles. This method can reproduce even the finest details of an object.
All right, so we're going to scan Teddy, not just because he's super cute, but also because he's got the right dimensions and level of detail for what we're trying to replicate. So here's how it works. So we just scan him on the phone. And that's about it. Right now, this takes some processing time, so we got it ready beforehand so we could check it out. Oh, wow. The level of detail on this is impressive. You can kind of see all these fine elements of it, like each individual strand of its hair. And you can even see through the semi-transparent bow tie that he has on. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful reproduction. The second technology captures geometry and appearance directly.
So here we used a different technique called inverse rendering to scan an object into its digital twin and then bring it into augmented and virtual reality. And it responds dynamically to the lighting in the VR environment. And you know, when you throw it in the air against a wall or if you bounce it off the ground, it's going to respond the same way that the physical object would. So we used Spark to put the virtual object next to the physical one here. They're almost identical.
Neither approach is real time yet, and each has its limitations. But the goal is to let you quickly and easily make physical objects a part of your virtual world. Of course, the most interesting virtual elements of all are other people in the form of avatars. And as you mentioned earlier, avatars will come in a variety of styles, but One thing I know for sure is that avatars that are photorealistic representations of users would be the most powerful remote connection technology that has ever existed. They would create genuine social presence in the sense of making you feel, at a gut level, like you are literally with other people, and would span personal distances in a way video conferencing can only dream of.
This is one reason we believe the metaverse is going to be by far the most social computing platform. It's fundamentally about people and about being with people. So we're going to be able to teleport anywhere and be with anyone no matter how far apart we physically are. And I think that this is the ultimate goal of social technology. And you're right, one of the keys that will unlock this is avatars that truly represent us.
So, last year, we showed you early progress on full-body codec avatars.
Ben, what sets codec avatars apart from other high-quality avatars that you might have seen is that they're fully drivable. So that means that they're not limited to preset movements or expressions. This is an avatar that you can control live in real time with no need to render or export video. So it can photorealistically reproduce individual people rather than just, generic characters that artists designed.
Of course, securing your avatar will be critical. We're already thinking about things like encryption and tying your avatar to an authenticated account. But beyond privacy, we've continued to develop this technology. For example, it's now possible to change your virtual outfit whenever you want.
Cool as that is, it's the face, expressions, eye contact, slight motions, that is most quintessentially human. We're putting a lot of research into making the faces of our codec avatars truer to our physical forms. Mark, do you want to show us the latest in codec faces?
Yeah, definitely. Last year during our visit to the lab in Redmond, I saw the second generation of our codec avatars. So these second generation avatars are pretty amazing, right? They're much closer to how you might want to show up in a setting like a work meeting. So I made one of myself. Now we've made them a lot more expressive. And not just simple things like looking left, right, up, down, but also the nonverbal cues that we rely on to communicate with each other and understand tone. Things like raising an eyebrow, squinting, widening my eyes, or scrunching my nose. These avatars are way better at capturing those subtleties that define physical interactions. They're just much more natural. And being able to control the lighting on the avatars adds another dimension of life to them. When we move the light around, you can see how it interacts with my hair, or reflects on my skin, and you can even see it in my eyes. Now, these are awesome, but they also take a really long time to generate. So we're working on something that's a lot quicker for people to use. And we've made a lot of progress with what we call instant avatars. So here's Autumn from our RL Labs team doing a demo of the process to show exactly what goes into this.
These are much quicker and easier to make. All you need for the scan is your phone, and you can pretty much do this anywhere with reasonable lighting. She scans her face from different angles with a neutral expression for about 30 seconds, then spends another minute and a half making a variety of expressions. And that's really all there is to it.
Hi guys, my 3D avatar is ready for use in my phone or VR. It just took a few hours to generate after my scan, and the team's working on making that processing a whole lot faster. Now, obviously, this isn't the same quality as you just saw with the 2.0 codec avatars. However, they're still pretty expressive and realistic. We're putting a whole lot of effort into developing these so anyone can easily create their own high-quality, realistic avatar for themselves.
All right, thanks, Autumn. Now, this is some of the most inspiring stuff that I feel like we get to work on. So it's great that we're at the stage now where the research foundations that we've laid over the past years are really starting to show up in real products.
For sure. There's still plenty left to do, and everything we've just talked about is still research. It may or may not end up in our products, but it's definitely a glimpse of where technology's headed. Thanks, Mark.
All right, so that just about wraps Connect 2022. Last year, we laid out our vision for the future, and this year, we're taking another big step on the path to get there. What we shared today is the first move towards the 200 million people who get new PCs every year, one day working in the metaverse. We're still early in this journey. The products that we showed today are a part of a roadmap that extends far into the future. Quest for consumers, Quest Pro for work and people who want the best VR experience that we can build today, and Ray-Ban Stories for smart glasses. And there are going to be more releases in each of these lines in the years to come, as well as whole new categories of products built for augmented reality and neural interfaces. This is an exciting time to be working on the metaverse. We're investing in this because we believe that there's massive potential here, and we want to bring the best engineers, developers, artists, and like-minded partners together to help build this future. We're at the beginning of a new era in computing. Major shifts like this don't come around that often, but we're starting to see one now, and it's going to shape how people connect for decades to come. I want to discuss two values that we believe in deeply that you can expect us to bring to this work. The first is putting people at the center of everything we build. We believe that the next computing platform has the potential to be more social and more human than anything that's come before, if we build it correctly. That's why so much of what we've shown today is about improving how we connect and interact. Building out Horizon as social infrastructure for the metaverse, prioritizing hardware that supports facial expressions and eye contact, creating new ways for people to meet and collaborate at work, designing new avatars and photorealistic avatars. These are things that you prioritize if you're focused on helping people connect. So while the underlying technology is pretty inspiring by itself, the reason that we're in this is because it can bring you closer to other people. This is our company's DNA. It's in every service we build. Your friends on Facebook, your followers on Instagram, your family on WhatsApp. It's always about people. And that's how we hope to build the metaverse too. The second value is openness. In every generation of computing, there's been an open ecosystem and a closed ecosystem. There was Windows and Mac, then Android and iOS. Closed ecosystems focus on tight control and integration to create unique experiences and lock-in, although most of that value ends up flowing to the platform over time. Open ecosystems create value and grow through many companies working together, developers having lots of choices, and ultimately more people sharing in the upside of what is created. An interesting thing about the history of computing is that different models have won out in different periods. It's not predetermined which will be the primary one this time around. But as someone who has experience building under both models, I strongly believe that an open, interoperable metaverse built by many different developers and companies is going to be better for everyone. As you can see today from all of the different partners that we're working with, I see our role is not just helping to build this open ecosystem, but making sure that the open ecosystem wins out in this next generation of the internet. Philosophically, we've always been about building in the open. We'd rather show the progress we're making and talk about the challenges we're still working through. We don't have all the answers, because some of them just don't exist yet. We're all on this journey together. So if you care about technology and how it can help us connect, if you want to help build a world where we can all experience things that haven't been possible before, if you believe in a future where we can all do more and be more present, then I hope that you're just as excited as I am. So thank you for being a part of this journey, and we'll see you again soon.